Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Violet Reiki Radio. I am your host, Rose Jimenez of Violet Rose Reiki. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful, beautiful opportunity to bring you this show every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm adding more guests, and I hope you are enjoying them each week. And if you have any suggestions for a guest you would like to hear be here with me and you on the show, please send me an email. Send your email to rose@violetrosereiki.com, or you could find me on Facebook under Violet Rose Reiki. Send me an email there, or a PM, or a message, or whatever they're calling it, and just tell me what you'd like to hear on Violet Reiki Radio. We do generally discuss every week Reiki and everything concerning Reiki and alternative modalities and holistic practices. We discuss everything that is about and around Reiki, which would take in martial arts or different practices such as Qigong or Tai Chi, those along those lines. We also discuss all things metaphysical here, intuition, psychic ability. It's all about personal growth and spiritual growth, because those were the basis of Reiki and why Mikao Usui brought us Reiki. It's to prove ourselves, to grow spiritually, to grow personally, to treat the entire aura of the person, because we're all made up of different bodies. You have your physical body, which is very important, and sometimes we lose sight of the other bodies, which are the emotional and the mental and the spiritual. Sometimes we think, okay, my spiritual, my physical body's fine. I have no health issues and everything's great. And there could be things going on somewhere in the other bodies, the mental, emotional, spiritual, that we're not really conscious of or realizing. So Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development, as well as personal growth. If anyone would like more information on Reiki, please visit my website, which is www.violetrosereiki.com, or send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Violet Rose Reiki, and, as you said, Facebook. So do ask questions. Do look around if there's anything I can help you with or guide you with. If you're looking for Reiki sessions, if you're looking for Reiki classes, my practice is in Nassau County, Long Island. So I do service Nassau County, all of Nassau County, Suffolk County, and even some of New York City, Queens, and Brooklyn. I do have people coming in from the city. So my phone number, if you'd like to call rather than email, is 516-997-0207, and a lot of times I'm in session, so if I don't pick up the phone live myself, please do leave a message with a name and a callback number, and I will call you back. Next week, my guest is going to be Dr. Larry Dossey, and Dr. Dossey has just written a book called One Mind, How Our Individual Mind is Part of a Greater Consciousness and Why It Matters. Dr. Dossey is a distinguished Texas physician, deeply rooted in the scientific world, and he has become an internationally influential advocate of the role of the mind in health and the role of spirituality in healthcare. So we will be talking to Dr. Dossey about those things next week. I do hope you all will tune in and have questions or just enjoy listening to Dr. Dossey and myself next week's show. The following week, on February 27th, we're going to have Tiffany White Sage Woman. And Tiffany is a psychic medium healer. She's a spiritual teacher, a holistic health practitioner, Reiki master teacher, etc. She is part of the True Psychics Network. And she also has a radio show. So we'll be talking to Tiffany next week. I'm so excited. Now, the call-in number here in studio is 347-677-0699. And I've gotten some questions about, do we have a toll-free number? I'm sorry to say that we do not have a toll-free number. However, when you click on to the link for the show, you will see next to the phone number I just gave you, there's a little blue and white Skype icon. If you click that icon, you can call into the show via Skype. And if you do it that way, there's no cost to you. So it's kind of like almost an 800 number. So tonight we are, oh, let me just give you the call-in number again. It's 347-677-0699. Tonight we're going to be discussing Reiki and depression. Reiki is increasingly offered in hospitals, hospice, and private practice settings, applied to a variety of illnesses and conditions. Those who receive such treatments report relief of symptoms from numerous health challenges, including mental health issues. Research shows that Reiki primarily helps in the reduction of stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as relief of chronic pain, the last of which can bring on anxiety and depression or make episodes worse. Now, I don't know if you've noticed people when they do have chronic pain, conditions, illnesses that keep them constantly in pain, it's almost natural for them to start to dip into depression because the pain is very debilitating. It causes stress and worry because the person who's in this great amount of pain is wondering, why is this happening to me? Why do I feel like this? When am I ever going to be able to go back to my life as I knew it, a normal life? Am I ever going to have a day without pain? And it just causes such anxiety and such stress. And then the depression. The Center for Reiki Research has intensively examined a group. Its end product is a set of clinical summaries derived from an impartial and consistent process. This process looks at all aspects of the study design and how each investigation was actually carried out. The Center for Reiki Research draws some conclusions about Reiki's effectiveness from only the studies they have examined that they judge to be of at least satisfactory or better quality. So they're discovering that they have found that Reiki helps with depression. Now, as we go through the painful experiences of our lives, we automatically try not to feel the pain. When we've done this since childhood, what we do is we cut off our physical pain by withdrawing. We withdraw our consciousness from the part of our body that is in pain. We cut off our mental and emotional anguish by tensing our muscles and repressing it into our subconscious or the unconscious. To keep it depressed in the unconscious, or sometimes just below the level of our conscious awareness, we create all kinds of distractions in our lives that take our attention away from it. We may keep ourselves very busy and become workaholics, or we take the opposite route to the couch potato. Lots of us become addicted to drugs, cigarettes, chocolate, or alcohol. Many of us become addicted to being perfect, to being the best or the worst. We project our problems onto someone else and worry about them rather than solve our own problems. We either misdirect or depress great amounts of energy in order to keep ourselves from feeling pain, including what we feel in the moment and being who we are in the moment. We think that we can get away with not feeling or being who we are, but it doesn't work. The price is great, but we even deny that there is a price. Yet indeed, the price is our life. We're not living it. There was a study done in 2004 on the long-term effects of energetic healing on symptoms of psychological depression and self-perceived stress. These effects were examined in an experiment on symptoms of psychological depression and self-perceived stress as measured by the Beck Depression Inventory, Beck Hopelessness, and Perceived Stress Scales. 46 participants were randomly assigned to one of three groups: hands-on Reiki, distance Reiki, or distance Reiki placebo, and remained blind to treatment condition. Each participant received a 1 to 1.5 hour treatment each week for 6 weeks. Pre-test data collected prior to treatment demonstrated no pre-existing significant differences among the groups. Upon completion of treatment, there was a significant reduction in symptoms of psychological distress in treatment groups as compared with controls, and these differences continued to be present 1 year later. Healing Touch Therapies, best known being Reiki, are practices becoming increasingly more and more wide used today. According to the International Association of Reiki Professionals, the IARP, Reiki is a subtle and effective form of energy healing using spiritually guided life force energy, practiced in every country of the world. While often considered to be spiritual in nature, Reiki is not affiliated with any particular religion or religious practice. This is true. Reiki holds no dogma. Reiki is increasingly offered in hospitals, hospices, and private practice settings. Research shows that Reiki primarily helps in the reduction of stress, anxiety, and depression. Many studies vary in quality. Now, there are sufficient peer-reviewed published research results available to begin to sort out Reiki's effectiveness in various areas. As I said, there was the Center for Reiki Research, and they performed an intensive examination of a group with the different therapies. In addition to the Center for Reiki Research, a varied body of research on Reiki demonstrates its effect on mental health. For example, Joe Potter, a Reiki master in the United Kingdom, has been conducting an ongoing investigation into Reiki's effectiveness. An online search in PubMed lists dozens of studies involving Reiki or other healing touch methods, investigating a broad range of conditions in many different populations. Some investigations were conducted on animals, which helps eliminate some of the questions of bias and design control among Reiki recipients. Some studies used sham, in quotes, Reiki as a form of control. Non-practitioners administered Reiki-like treatment, and others involving distance Reiki, Reiki delivered from far away, wherein they were not in the same space together. Each of these variables lends something important to understanding the efficacy of the treatment itself. Potter reports that stress was the most common word written by clients as a description or part description of their condition during their first session. Here, 20.27% of the total client group treated used this word on their initial visit for Reiki treatment. In animal studies, Reiki treatment produced clear signs of reduced stress, as indicated by changes in the autonomic biological measurements, such as heart rate, certain cellular signs of stress-related damage. In a study of nurses, burnout syndrome, biological indicators of a significant relaxation response were found as a result of Reiki treatment. When nurses administered Reiki to a group of patients with acute coronary syndrome, physiologic indicators of a significant relaxation effect were recorded. Shore followed patients being treated for mild depression and stress. After 6 weeks of treatment and for up to a year afterward, those who had received Reiki showed both immediate and long-term improvements in depression, stress, and hopelessness. In a small study, complete elimination of typical post-operative depression was seen in heart surgery patients given Reiki during surgery. Pain often causes depression and anxiety. Reducing difficult-to-treat chronic pain can have a substantial effect on psychological well-being. Some studies have found Reiki to be effective for pain, anxiety, and depression relief. However, their design or conclusions are unclear as to whether Reiki's emotional benefits were a result of pain reduction or a separate phenomenon. Nonetheless, research demonstrated Reiki's positive results for both pain and anxiety or depression. Dressing and Singh in a 1998 study found that among cancer patients, Reiki brought about significant levels of pain relief, anxiety, and depression reduction, improvements in sleep, quality, relaxation, and general well-being. This effect was stronger in men than women. These benefits remained when checked after 3 months. Among abdominal hysterectomy patients, Reiki helped reduce pain and anxiety, particularly in a preoperative setting. Research also shows that gentle touch in a safe environment aids stress reduction and pain relief. Since Reiki generally involves a similar type of touch, the results of Reiki studies often can be confounded by the known impact of gentle touch versus the effects of Reiki itself. Studies that include sham Reiki treatment groups, as well as those that involve a distance Reiki group, have been important to help sort out the relative effects of Reiki versus gentle touch, or even the effects of the presence of a therapist. Reiki is becoming an increasingly accepted presence in hospitals and clinics. It is seen as an effective and cost-reducing method to improve health outcomes and quality of care. Hospital staff, such as physicians and nurses, are adding Reiki treatments to their work. Scientific validation of Reiki's effectiveness have helped bring this method to the mainstream, where it is able to aid patients in all realms, including those with mental health challenges. I know myself, I've had people come for Reiki, and I've had clients arrive at my door shaking. They were so nervous from such anxiety, they have acute anxiety. And when we get them here and lay them on the table and start a Reiki session, about 5 minutes into the session, I can feel and I can see their muscles, their body, their physical body relax. And their breathing changes. And they just start to relax more and more through the session. And generally, those people who get on my table and look like a piece of spaghetti twist that they're all twisted up and, you know, can't release, and getting on the table like a knot, by the time their Reiki session is over, they almost want to slither off the table like a noodle. I've had clients tell me that they felt like a limp noodle because the Reiki just got rid of all of that anxiety and stress and nervousness that was going on. Now, you all know, or maybe you don't, but it's pretty much common knowledge that Dr. Oz uses Reiki in his operating room before and after surgery. And also Dr. Sheldon Mark Feldman, who is the chief breast surgery doctor at Columbia, he uses Reiki in his operating rooms. He welcomes alternative practitioners before and during breast surgery. And we heard Dr. Feldman speak last, what was it, in 2012, the New York Reiki Conference, and very informative, has a very pro-Reiki attitude, and it's helping patients as well as the people, the doctors, the nurses, everyone who works in the facility, trying to get people better. I mean, that's what it's all about. We all need to work together to help everyone who has some kind of dis-ease or problem to get them well. It's all about making people well. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue. Hang on. Enjoy the music. And I am back. Please do check out this website. It is www.iunamaste.com. Iunamaste, their mission in life is to spread love, peace, harmony, unity. They're spreading the message of we are all one. And we'd like to help out and get you all to help out with that message of oneness so that this world can grow and develop into a better place where there's not so much negative vibrations and nastiness in general going on. Do check them out. They have jewelry, lovely jewelry with the message of I equals you namaste or the message of we are all one for men and women. They also have beautiful candles, triple action candles. We call them because their candles can be, they're made of soy wax, and as they melt, the wax forms an oil. That oil can be used for a massage. If you're not using it for a massage, you can put a few drops on your hands and use it like a lotion or a hand cream or a hand oil, whatever you want to call it. I know I've been using the oil on my hands, and I have eczema, and it's wonderful for treating excessively dry skin and or eczema. And also the candles, the fragrances, the oils, they use top essential oils in the making of these candles, and the smell is phenomenal. They also have aura sprays. They have sprays for peace, empowerment, enlightenment, love, whatever you want to attract into your life. Pick up one of their aura sprays, and you can use the spray on yourself. And you can also use it in the room where you're at, be it your own home, or if you want to use it in your office, a little spritz of love maybe, or a little spritz of empowerment, harmony, unity, whatever you feel you need on a given day, just give it a spritz. So see our friends at iunamaste.com and help spread the oneness. Again, the number here in the studio is 347-677-0699. We are talking about Reiki and depression, how Reiki helps with depression. Let's see. Next, we have another study here, effects of Reiki on anxiety, depression, pain. This was a study done... there's no date, 2010, yes. Purpose of this study was to evaluate the effect of Reiki as an alternative and complementary approach to healing, to treating, rather, community-dwelling older adults who experience pain, depression, and or anxiety. Participants were randomly assigned to either an experimental or waitlist control group. The pre and post measures included the Hamilton Anxiety Scale, Geriatric Depression Scale, short form, FACES Pain Scale, and heart rate and blood pressure. The research design included an experimental component to examine changes in these measures and a descriptive component, semi-structured interview, to elicit information about the experience of having Reiki treatments. Significant differences were observed between the experimental and treatment groups on measures of pain, depression, and anxiety. No changes in heart rate and blood pressure were noted. Content analysis of treatment notes interviews revealed 5 broad categories of responses: relaxation, improved physical symptoms, mood and well-being, curiosity, and a desire to learn more, enhanced self-care, and sensory and cognitive responses to Reiki. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, Reiki is a form of energy healing in which the practitioner uses light touch to channel energy. The roots of modern Reiki were founded in Japan by Mikao Usui. According to William Lee Rand, the Reiki energy promotes overall wellness as it flows into a person's energy system. These systems can best be described as the universal energy fields. Reiki is gaining popularity as a healing modality. And now we're going to go to health concerns about older adults. It is estimated that 1 in 5 older adults have a significant mental disorder, with depression and anxiety being among the most common. There was a study conducted in 1999, and they found 10 to 15% of older adults seek treatment for anxiety. More than one-third of adults 45 and older report joint discomfort ranging from stiffness to severe pain, and more than 80% of the population 75 and older are affected by arthritis pain. This high incidence of chronic pain disorders in older adults is alarming. There is reported that there is a risk for undertreatment of pain, which can contribute to depression, anxiety, weight loss, sleep disturbance, isolation, and impaired mobility. In addition, loss of loved ones and functional abilities lead to depression and anxiety as people age. Many older adults have multiple chronic conditions requiring multiple medications. Assessment and interpretation of new symptoms is complicated because patients and providers may conclude that new symptoms are normal, psychological changes of aging. In actuality, symptoms may be from an adverse drug reaction due to polypharmacy. I have to tell you, my mom, when she, I'd say a couple, well, her entire life, but about 2 to 3 years before she passed on, Mom was taking 23 prescription pills per day. And it was mind-boggling, but she had to take these because, as she knew, and she used to say, you know, those pills are my life. And each time they found something else wrong with her, they just tacked on another pill. So, which is why I am a Reiki practitioner, and I take pills, and I thank God I don't take pills. It was my vow. I'm not going to be taking 23 pills a day like my mom. So far, so good. The use of complementary and alternative medicine, CAM, as they call it, may allow for fewer or lower dosages of medications intended to treat pain or mood disorders, which in turn may contribute to a lowered risk of adverse drug reaction. Because I'm sure you all hear these drug commercials where they say, oh, we have this great drug. It'll fix what ails you. We can make you feel great again, and you'll be as good as new. Except we have to tell you, the side effects may be, well, the side effects are all these horrible things, and somewhere in there invariably is may cause death. So, okay, so you want me to take this medication to fix this that probably could be fixed another way, but you want me to take this and, oh, I just might die. Okay, yeah, sign me up. I don't think so. Now, the NCCAN, which is the national, the national alternative, complementary and alternative medicine, they are reporting that 38% of adults in the United States use complementary alternative medicine, offers an alternative adjunct therapy that may have lower risks of adverse side effects and offers a new perspective, healing patients rather than simply treating them. Another aspect is even if you try certain modalities, alternative health methods, let's say you're taking a dozen prescription drugs, even if you could scale that back to a half a dozen, six, or maybe three, much better than having a dozen a day, and then as each year progresses, you get another one tacked on to that, don't you think? But that's just my thinking. Older adults have shown an interest in complementary and alternative approaches to care. Therefore, it is important that a holistic approach to care be integrated into the current healthcare system. Quality of life must be considered when proposing pharmacological or invasive treatments. More medications and medical interventions do not always equate with an improved quality of life. Reiki is a modality that is both therapeutic and preventative, promoting a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to wellness. Primary purpose of this pilot was to evaluate the effect of Reiki on pain, depression, anxiety, and or elevated heart rate and blood pressure in community-dwelling older adults. A secondary purpose was to understand the benefits of Reiki from the perspective of participants to develop hypotheses that could inform future research. To date, few descriptive or experimental studies have been evaluated. The effects of Reiki therapy on pain, depression, anxiety, and psychological indicators such as heart rate and blood pressure in older adults. There was another study done in 2007, and this reviewed randomized clinical trials in which complementary alternative medicine were used as a treatment for depression, anxiety, and sleep disturbance in older adults. Of the 855 studies identified, only 33 met the inclusion criteria of sample greater than 30, duration of treatment greater than or equal to 2 weeks of publication in English. In 2008, Lee conducted a systematic review for the purpose of investigating whether Reiki is beneficial for pain management. Now, it was reported statistically that significant reductions in pain when Reiki was used, in addition to opiate agents, rest or conventional nursing care, In 2008, research was done on the effects of Reiki for the treatment of fibromyalgia. A factorial-designed randomized sham-controlled trial blinded to treatment group was conducted on 100 adults with fibromyalgia who were experiencing chronic pain. The participants were assigned to four groups: Reiki, distance Reiki, sham Reiki. Reiki hand positions mimicked and performed by someone not previously attuned and educated to Reiki, and distance sham Reiki, and received Reiki twice weekly for 8 weeks. The participants' pain was measured, and other outcomes measured were physical, mental functioning, medication use, and health provider visit. Authors concluded that adults with fibromyalgia were likely to benefit from Reiki. In 2001, there was a study conducted to identify the effects of Reiki therapy on anxiety and physiological measures of stress. The physiological measures included blood pressure, skin conductance, muscle tension, skin temperature, the biological indicators, and cortisol. Physiological effects of stress include elevation of blood pressure and decrease in skin temperature. Biologically, it is thought that stress increases cortisol, which in turn lowers immunocompetence. There was a significant decrease. Skin temperature measurements did not differ slightly from one time to another, but did significantly decrease from time two to time three. Now, the experiment was repeated, and results showed that Reiki significantly affected blood pressure. Now, we're going to, speaking of significantly affecting blood pressure, what we're going to do is we've instituted, or we've tried to institute over the last couple of shows, sending out some distant healing to those of you who are listening live right now. And if you listen to this from the archives after the show, after the live show is over, within the next 3 to 5 minutes, while I'm sending you all distant healing, you'll get this distance healing also when you listen to it in the archives. So anyone who's listening now, I'd like you all to sit back and relax. And I am going to start to send you all distant healing Reiki now. This will be for your best and highest good. So whatever ails you, and I'd ask you as you're listening in your mind, if you have a specific thing that you want Reiki to treat or you want Reiki to go to, you know what it is. I'm not with you right now, but you know what it is. So think about it and listen to this music for our 5 minutes of distant Reiki healing. Okay, we're back. I hope you all enjoyed that distance healing. If you'd like to call in and let me know if or what you experienced over the last few minutes, if you felt the Reiki energy come your way, how it felt, what it was like, call in here at studio. It is 347-677-0699 and let us know your experience. And if not, well, we'll just continue the show. You could drop me an email if you don't have the time to call or tell me now how that was. We'll be doing it in subsequent weeks. So you can also give it a shot next week or the week after. One thing to realize with depression is you are not alone. A sense of isolation overwhelms everyone from time to time, and they usually subside on their own, but not always. Persistent feelings of isolation can lead to feeling excluded and or alienated. And that can also lead to depression when you feel like you're the only one in the situation you're in. Feelings of hopelessness occur, and before you know it, you're cycling into depression, and you don't know where to turn. Reiki practice can be a real life raft. It helps you feel better and gives you clarity to recognize what other support is needed. Reiki treatment begins to heal isolation and hopelessness. You know, if you feel isolated, hopeless, and you're full of anxiety, how's your sleep? Are you sleeping? Process of self-healing generally involves changes in sleep. Some people can't sleep at all. Some people can sleep 18 hours a day. It all depends. You know, be patient. Studies show also how Reiki can help improve mood. There was a study done where 46 people were randomly assigned with depressive symptoms, and they were either going to receive weekly Reiki treatments or they were going to be in a control group who received no Reiki treatment. After 6 weeks, those who received the Reiki treatment had a significant improvement in their symptoms, compared to those who had no Reiki treatment. Furthermore, this improvement held when the participants were retested a year later. This lasting benefit suggests that deep self-healing had occurred and, in fact, stabilized. There was a study conducted at Yale in which people were offered Reiki treatment in the cardiac ICU within 72 hours after having a heart attack. Didn't want to cough in your ears. The results were encouraging. Patients who received 20-minute Reiki treatment rated themselves improved in positive states, happy, relaxed, calm. Negative states, stressed, angry, sad, frustrated, worried, scared, anxious. They also had improved heart rate variability, a scientific measure known as HRV of great resilience, which suggests their systems were healing. We have a caller. Let's see. Hello, 718, you're on Violet Reiki Radio.
Good evening, Violet Rose Reiki. I just want to comment that I was ironically listening to your show and at the same time giving myself Reiki earlier at the beginning of the show because I haven't been feeling so good with this weather. My lungs, you know, give me a lot of problems. So I was in the chair listening to your show and doing Reiki, and then I heard you announce that you were going to put the music on and send out some Reiki for 5 minutes. Well, I took advantage of that, and my God, what a blast of energy. I had already finished my self-Reiki treatment, and And I just sit there and relaxed and tuned in. And I got a burst of energy, and I got up, and I finished washing my dinner pot and come back, listen to your show, and it was just wonderful. And I didn't want to call you early because I'm just absorbing and soaking in all the information, and it's just, it's wonderful. And I, you know, since I've taken Reiki 1 with you, and of course I'm no stranger to psychic healing and all that stuff, but it has been wonderful. I see a marked difference in my life, and I do self-Reiki all the time, sometimes 2-3 times a day when I'm not feeling well, especially in the winter. I don't fare very well with the COPD and all that stuff and osteoporosis, but it's so much better, and I see so much quickening of a healing, and I feel the immediate results, and I felt my lungs so much better, and the warmth and the heat, I can't describe you, well, you know better than me, but I mean, it's just, it's been wonderful, and listening to your show every week, I look forward to it religiously. It's like a religious, spiritual boost. It's like a boost of energy. So really, I commend you. Keep up the good work. I love the show. I can't wait till the next 2 weeks come and hear all those wonderful speakers that are going to be on your show.
And yeah, next week we're going to have Dr. Larry Dossey, and that's going to be great. And then the following week we have Tiffany White Sage Woman, who she's also a psychic. She's a healer.
Yes,
and
I'm looking forward to hearing her speak,
Yeah, we've got some really very interesting shows coming up. So, you know, tongue in cheek, stay tuned.
Okay, I'm going to stay tuned.
Okay, great.
I do not move from 9 to 10 o'clock from the chair on Thursday nights. I'm at the computer and on the phone and in my easy chair listening to you.
That's wonderful. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's most well deserved. It's wonderful. Keep up the good work. I just hope people are listening out there, and those people who are interested in Reiki. It took me years, and you know I'm a spiritualist minister for over 40 years, and I worked in Carnegie Hall office buildings where we had a whole floor dedicated to Reiki, and I could never get downstairs to the Reiki practices and sessions because I was holding my church service at the same time. But it took me years to get attuned, and I'm glad I finally decided it with you, my dearest, bestest friend for many, many years, and I look forward to taking two and perhaps mastership later on in the years. I'm in no rush, but I tell you, I can see the marked difference in September in my health and in my life since I've taken Reiki 1 with you. So people, please, if you're out there listening and you've ever thought about it or curious about it, either go for a session with Violet Rose, it's amazing. You will feel the results immediately. And if you're thinking about getting certified, please do. It will change your life immensely. So I tell you from the bottom of my heart, I don't get paid to say this because I'm a student as well, and I'm also a psychic practitioner. I'm telling you, it really, really works. It's wonderful. I can't describe it. There's no adjectives I can use to describe how wonderful Reiki has been in my life. So please give it a try. All right, Ro, I will listen to the end of the show.
Thanks,
and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You. Bye-bye.
Okay, no, he doesn't get paid for that. He is just so bowled over with how Reiki has affected his life in such a positive manner. He's just, he's beyond words. He just loves and adores Reiki, which so do I, which is why I teach it. We're coming to the end. They just announced 60 seconds, so I want to thank everyone for listening. Tune in next week when we have Dr. Larry Dossey, author of One Mind, and we're going to be discussing the mind and the body and how the mind functions together with the body in health. And I thank you all for listening, and I wish you much love, light, and healing. Lots of blessings. Namaste.